Good. Now, a couple elements, questions that come up at the break. How do I handle disappointment or failure or when somebody says no? When you're making money or in life or in business, you will have what's called disappointments. You will have experiences which you want to go one way but don't, and you get a feeling of disappointment. Or you're trying to do something and you fail and you feel bad. Or somebody says no to you and you feel bad. Now, the reason you feel bad is based on your habits. A situation that doesn't turn out the way you want, you say that's a disappointment. When you do something and it doesn't work, you say it's a failure. When somebody says no, you feel bad because you think you're not getting what you want. The reason you feel bad is because your focus goes to the lack. Your focus goes to the thought that you're not going to get what you want, the lack of what you want, the fact that you don't have what you want. Therefore, you feel bad. And that happens because it's a habit. Neuropathways have been drilled into you, into your brain, and it's a habit out of that ball of negative energy. The fact is, if you look at the people who are operating using this technology at the highest levels, like many of the people here that you've met, we don't. If you ask us, how do you deal with disappointment? We say, well, I don't feel disappointment. Well, how do you deal with failure? They go, well, we don't have failure. You mean you succeed in everything? Well, think about it. Thomas Edison. He, quote, failed 10,000 times trying to create the incandescent light bulb. But if you asked him, you failed 10,000, and they did, they asked him when he was alive, you failed 10,000 times when trying to create the incandescent light bulb. He said, no, I didn't. I successfully found 10,000 ways it would not work. You see, he understood that every time he found a way it wouldn't work, he was getting closer to his ultimate success. So what you would call as a failure and you would feel bad, he looked at as a success. Wow, this doesn't work. I'm getting closer. Do you understand that? That's the habit that people who use this technology at the highest levels utilize. A disappointment is something that doesn't turn out exactly the way you think it should. So you're disappointed. But if you understand that the way you think it should turn out probably isn't the best way for it to turn out, when something that happens that isn't to your liking, what we do out of habit is we're not disappointed. We just say one of two things. Either A, I caused this. What vibration did I put out? So do I need to change my vibration? Or B, wow, something incredible, even better than I could have imagined is about to happen. Because I thought this was the best way, but it ain't working out, so something gooder is happening. So we don't feel disappointment. We don't look at these things as disappointing. When somebody says no to us that we're expecting or we, quote, want to say yes, we just think, either I'm vibrating something incorrectly, my broadcast, my transmission of vibration must be maybe incorrect, let me check that, or B, if it's right on target, then this no, which I didn't think should happen, obviously should have happened because I'm going to get what I want and this no is a prerequisite for me to really getting what I want because I don't know what's off the radar screen. Do you understand that? So the answer is, anytime you are in a situation where you feel disappointment, knowing that it's only happening because of habit, and know that you shouldn't feel disappointment. The first thing is, I should not feel disappointed. Obviously, I do. You're acknowledging the fact that you're feeling disappointed, or you feel bad because of a failure, or you feel bad because somebody said no. But the key is, you have to say, okay, why did this happen? Are you vibrating or transmitting an incorrect vibration? Okay? So work on that first. But then secondly, why am I feeling bad? The reason you're feeling bad is because you're focused on it not happening. And how do you change that? How do you change the focus on it not happening? Go back and say, no, that's what I'm focusing on. Now let me think about what I want. Let me focus on that and let me feel better. Because when you focus on what you want, you should feel better. If you focus on what you want and you don't feel better, that means you're really being pulled back and believing you won't get it. So that which you want either has to be corrected or changed, or you have to start basically changing your belief that you can get it. And how do you change your belief? You want something and saying, okay, obviously I'm not believing that I'm going to get this, so let me change this. Because I'm focusing on lack, which is why I feel bad. So I want to feel better and I really want this. So how do I start feeling better? Okay, well, it's not on my radar screen. I don't see any way I can get this. And based on all the circumstances that just happened, it looks even bleaker. But that's okay. I don't have a time limit on it. And I'm not putting any pressure on it. Other people get this. Well, if other people who are less intelligent than me, less worthy than me, are getting this, then certainly I can. So I'm sure at some point I'll get this. And you start feeling better. You start moving again into the direction. The ultimate point you want to be is, oh, I'm absolutely getting this, not even a question, not an issue. But you may not be able to get at that point right away. You may be able to only go up one step at a time. You need to move your emotions. Remember, the ideal scene is that you feel great all the time, but the real focus is that you feel better than where you are all the time. So no matter what you feel, you're just trying to feel a little better. Just move yourself and feel a little better. And if you can't do it with your own thoughts, and you really feel bad, then use the Callahan technique or the Gary Craig technique, the tapping. And if you're doing all the things on the list that we gave you, this may be a great time for you to put on a CD and listen to your favorite song, or go for a walk, or read a book, or listen to one of our CDs, so you can start changing the way you feel. And that'll get you out of that funk. Same thing with criticism. How do you handle criticism? When somebody criticizes you, when somebody says something bad, you may have so many neural pathways and habits that have been ingrained that when somebody criticizes you, you cringe and you feel horrible. Well, what I would suggest is anytime somebody criticizes you and if you feel horrible, you instantly use the Callahan technique. You instantly use the Gary Craig technique and blow out that neural pathway. Change the neural pathway because that's what the technique does. And it blows out that habit. So the next time somebody criticizes you, you won't feel that bad at all, if at all.